Good morning, everybody. Sean Thomas here. I'm sitting in the office today of our Deputy Principal, Clive Palmer. Good morning, Clive.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, Clive, last week we had a fantastic week with our families and students coming in for the subject counselling process. We are now in the position of constructing our timetable for next year, which leads us to the topic of today's podcast. We are adopting a new timetable structure for 2020. And so, Clive and I are going to have a bit of a chat about why and how that's come about and how it might look. So, Clive, firstly, why are we adopting a new timetable for 2020 and beyond?
The current timetable has had a lifespan of approximately 10 years with minor modifications, but in those 10 years there have been significant change in curriculum, the delivery of curriculum, and effect of technology. As a result, we've gone through an exhaustive review process which has involved students, staff and parents about the current timetable. And on the basis of the results from that, we're looking at structuring a new timetable. The reviews targeted students, staff and parents by a survey. And from the data, we obtained some positives and some negatives from the current timetable and considered those responses.
I believe some site visits were also part of that process.
Some of the information that we did acquire was through some site visits, and we visited four or five similar type schools with similar cohorts of students to what we have, and we were particularly interested in daily structures, times, number of lessons, length of lessons, lunch, recess, line structure, systematic requirements, and the curriculum, the accommodation of SACE, Australian curriculum, VET, and so on.
Okay, so that's led us to the model that we have in front of us now. Let's go through some of the new features. So if we start with the beginning of each day, there is a pastoral care session.
Yeah, the pastoral care session, prior to this timetable, we provided it within a lesson one concept. We found that that wasn't targeted enough, and overwhelmingly from the data that we see from students and from teachers, that we needed a designated pastoral care program. It is there to develop programs of well-being, anti-bullying, cyber safety and other well-being programs for students.
Okay, so each student will come in every day, they'll go to their pastoral care session, and then with the current timetable, normally they would attend the same lesson every day first up, but line one has now been spread across the week, so that's probably the next sort of change that I've noticed here. And that brings with it some slightly different timings for the days. Can you just explain how they might look, please?
Yeah, we found that with lesson one was a combination of lesson one and a pastoral care program. We found that it was really effective in some areas, but not in others. But what we found with the lesson one, it did really tie down some of our resources, especially facilities.
So the day will begin 5 minutes earlier but finish 10 minutes earlier. So there's some slightly different arrangements throughout the day. Wednesday obviously stands out as being a different version of the timetable again. So let's just run through that. So the pastoral care session on a Wednesday is a 40-minute block, which will be followed by a long lesson, then recess, then a short lesson, then another long lesson. Then after lunch, we finish with one more long lesson and we have a 2:40 p.m. dismissal. Can you just explain how that's come about?
Yeah, there's a need because we run seven lines. Our long lessons run in the lesson before lunch, which is on 5 days, but we need to run seven longer lessons. So that's why we have two extra longer lessons on the Wednesday. It also enables that we can run our professional learning at 2:40 p.m. on a Wednesday, and that is so that staff can have designated training and development, which will allow them to increase their ability and capacity to teach our students.
Okay, so this timetable will be adopted from day one, 2020. We're looking at running it for at least a 3-year cycle, which will include the year sevens on our site. When would be the first opportunity that staff, students and families would have to provide some feedback about this particular model?
I just would like people to give it the opportunity to run. I'd like people to be continuously giving us feedback, and I would like to see that there'll be a more formal type of feedback towards the end of 2020.
Okay, Clive, thanks for your time. Cheers, everybody.
Well, thank you.